Our first lesson today is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8. In those days, the crowd, being very many and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have already stayed on with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own house, they will faint by the way, for some of them came from afar off." And his disciples answered him, "From whence can anyone satisfy these with bread here in the wilderness?" And he asked them, "How many loaves have you?" And they said, "Seven." And he charged the crowd to recline on the earth. And taking the 7 loaves of bread, when he had given thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before the multitude. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed and said to set them also before them. And they did eat and were satisfied. And they took up the excess of the fragments, 7 baskets. And they who had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And straightway, entering into a ship with his disciples, he came to the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, asking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And sighing deeply in his spirit, he says, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, there shall be no sign given to this generation." And having left them, he entered again into the ship and departed to the other side. And the disciples had forgotten to take bread, except for 1 loaf, and they had none with them in the ship. And he commanded them, saying, "Look out for the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And the disciples reasoned among themselves, saying, "Is it because we have no bread?" And Jesus, knowing, says to them, "Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not consider yet, nor understand? Do you have your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" They say to him, 12. "And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. And he said to them, "How is it that you do not understand?" Reading further from the work Divine Providence, portion of number 321. People who possess 2 acknowledgments, that the Lord is divine and that evils are sins, simply reflect on the evils in themselves and cast them away back to hell from when they came. Who does not know, or who cannot know, that evil comes from hell and good from heaven? And who cannot know, therefore, that insofar as a person turns away from and is averse to evil, he turns away from and is averse to hell? Moreover, who cannot know, therefore, that in proportion as anyone turns away from hell and evil, he wills and loves good? Consequently, then in the same proportion he is brought out by the Lord from hell and led to heaven. Every rational person can see this, provided he knows of the existence of hell and heaven, and knows that evil springs from its origin and good from its origin. If that person now reflects on the evils in himself, which is the same thing as examining himself, and refrains from those evils, he then frees himself from hell and puts it behind him and introduces himself into heaven and beholds the Lord there before him. We say that the person does this, but he does it as though of himself, and in that case, from the Lord. When a person acknowledges these truths with a good heart and a devout faith, it then lies concealed within everything that he afterward thinks and does, as though of himself, like the generative force in a seed, which accompanies it within even to the production of new seed, or like the pleasure in an appetite for food, once he has acknowledged it to be helpful for him. In a word, It is like the heart and soul in everything that he thinks or does. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.